Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Shaiwitz, and today we'll be studying Shoftim, Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12. We ended with the heartbreaking story of Yiftach, and after his victory with the war, his sacrifice, in some way, of his daughter. And now we go to another very difficult story. It possibly happened earlier than the story of Yiftach and his daughter, but maybe was placed here for thematic reasons. But this is a story of internal strife and a story of civil war. It begins in Pasuk Aleph, Vayitza'ek ish Ephraim vayavor tzifona vayomer liyiftach, madua avartem lehilachem bivnei amon velanu lo karata lelechet imach. Beitcha nisrof alecha ba'esh. So the people of Ephraim, who are living on the other side of the Jordan River, remember that Yiftach is on the eastern side of the Jordan. And Ephraim crosses over the Jordan, comes to talk to Yiftach, and they come to him with a debate. They come to him with a complaint. They say, why did you go fight Bnei Amon and you didn't call us to come with you? And this is not just a complaint. They follow it up with a threat. We'll burn down your house in response to what you've done. Now, clearly, this is an issue with leadership, Yiftach's leadership in general. You could see right away that this is not something, you know, they're not this angry that they weren't called for a war that's already been won and that they've been protected. But there's something deeper going on here. And before we can talk about the why, we have to notice that this is a very similar scenario to something that we've seen earlier in Perek Chet in chapter 8. There too, we had a leader, this time it was Gideon, who was successful in a war, and then and a leader also from Shevet Menashe. Gideon was from Menashe, as was Yiftach. And here, again, people from Ephraim are coming with a complaint against them. Just to review, I'll go back to that in the beginning of Perek Chet, if you want to follow along. Perek Chet Pasuk Aleph, chapter 8, first Pasuk, very similar story. Vayomru elav ish Ephraim. Ish Ephraim also came to Gideon, and they said, Ma hadavar hazeh asita lanu levilti karot lanu ki hilach halachta lilachem b'midyan. It's the exact same complaint. After the victory, they come and say, hey, why didn't you call us to go fight with Midian? And they're also vayarivun ito b'chazaka. There's no threat, like I'll burn down your house. But they also fought with him fiercely. And it does seem that there's something going on here that's deeper than this. In both cases, somebody from the tribe of Ephraim, or many people from the tribe of Ephraim, are coming with an issue, with a complaint to a leader from Menashe. And it is very likely that this goes back to an ancient rivalry between Menashe and Ephraim, the two sons of Yosef, trying to figure out who is the dominant one. Is it the older son, or is it the son that was chosen by Yosef when Yosef gave his bracha to Menashe and Ephraim and he reversed his hands? He put his hand on the younger son, Ephraim, his right hand on the younger son, Ephraim. And perhaps this is going back to this ancient rivalry. Who should be the leaders? Who's the dominant son of Yosef? Now, there's a contrast there also, because Gideon tried very much to appease the tribe of Ephraim. And he said, Halo tov ololot Ephraim mi vitziar v'yezer, right? Like the old, last, tired grapes of Ephraim are actually better than even the best grapes of Aviezer from Menashe. But Gideon has a totally different approach. I'm sorry, Yiftach has a totally different approach. If you look at Pasuk Bet, Yiftach responds harshly and sharply. Vayomer Yiftach alehem, ish riv hayiti aniva ami uvnei amon ma'od. I have been fighting with Bnei Amon for years. Right? I have been an ish riv. I am the person who's behind this battle. Me and my tribe. It's me and Menashe. We've been fighting Bnei Amon all along. I went out and I called to you. I tried to get you to help. And you never came and you never saved them. You never saved us from them. I realized that you were not going to come to help This is Pasuk Gimel now. Va'asima nafshi bekapi, va'ebra el b'nei amon, ve'etznim Hashem b'yadi. Right? I realized that you were not going to help. The only person I could depend on was myself. So I risked my life, and I fought with b'nei amon, and I rooted them out. And Hashem helped me. Hashem put them in my hands. V'lama alitam alai hayom hazeh lehi lachem bi. So why are you here now fighting against me? And this word of lehi lachem bi is certainly a strategic choice. He is, because Yiftach is arguing, I have fought this fight. I have been the fighter. I am fighting against B'nai Amon, and here you come. I've tried to bring you into that. You weren't helpful. Instead, you're coming, and you're fighting against me. And perhaps he also picks up on the fact that they're questioning his leadership, and Yiftach is certainly sensitive to that. He has initially been the one who's been sent out, and they're questioning perhaps the leadership of Menashe in general. But Yiftach doesn't end here. Yiftach gathers the others from his tribe, from Anshei Gilad specifically, and Vayilachem et Ephraim. Instead of fighting the external enemy now, he's fighting the internal enemy. He fights Ephraim, and he goes on to fight a really devastating battle against them. 42,000 in the end are killed. But perhaps the most chilling detail is when Ephraim is trying to cross the Jordan to get back to their territory, it's not just about winning, or it's not just about ending this confrontation, but the people of Gilad stand there and they stop the people from Ephraim. And they would ask them, Ephratiata, are you from Ephraim? Vayomer lo. And the people from Ephraim, clearly wanting to disguise that they're from Ephraim because they know that that puts their life in danger, say, no, we're not from Ephraim. And then they said to them in, this is Pasuk Vav, Vayomer lo, Emor na shibolet. He said, say the word shibolet. Vayomer sibolet. But the people from Ephraim, and here you could see that there's different dialects among the different tribes, the people from Ephraim can't pronounce that shin sound. So instead they say the word sibolet. And as soon as they see that they're actually from Ephraim, vayishchituhu al-mabrot hayarden, they slaughtered them on the Jordan River. And it's to me, that word vayashchitu just jumps out because here is the next unnecessary slaughter. First, it's the daughter of Yiftach, and now it's the internal politics between Menashe and Ephraim that lead to 42,000 dead people from the tribe of Ephraim. And the story of Yiftach ends, sadly, vayishpot Yiftach et Yisrael sheish shanim, Yiftach judged the people of Israel for 6 years. Vayamat Yiftach HaGiladi, he died and he was buried in Arei Gilad. Missing here again from our cycle is the quiet. We don't have any Vatishkot Haaretz, that the land was quiet for a certain number of years. And we see already that, again, the cycle is continually broken here. Afterwards, we're followed by three very short Shoftim. We don't know a lot about them. Ivtan, who is from Beit Lechem. Then we have Elon HaZvuloni. And lastly, we have Avdon ben Hillel. We don't know much about them. We do hear about their children, which also brings up for us again the tragic loss of Bat Yiftach, the daughter of Yiftach. Also, they do have many children in contrast to Yiftach, who only had that one daughter. But we really know very little about them. But one hopeful note, I think, is that Chazal, the Midrash, attributes Ivtzan from Beit Lechem. He says that Ivtzan is actually Boaz. And they identify that Beit Lechem must be, we know Boaz was from Beit Lechem. He was a leader at the time of the Shoftim. So Ivtzan must be Boaz. And maybe we could take heart in thinking that perhaps, even though this is such a dark period, and it's a period that we've seen has continued to disintegrate, as the past few leaders that we've read about have certainly brought us to very difficult moments and times, but yet perhaps there was a leader that we don't have many details about here, but perhaps there was a Boaz who was doing chesed, and that gives us a little bit of hope for the people of that time period. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat, Frida Bat Moshe Eliyahu.